So we're back in the swing of things. Students are here. They're moving around campus. So have you had any notable interactions here recently you'd like to share?
Well, I've had a lot of fun with move-in day and having the students and their parents come, and that's been just a joy getting to meet them. But more importantly, or just as importantly, I thoroughly enjoy our faculty and our staff coming out and being part of move-in day. It really sends a very, very strong message. Throughout the day, I've had the opportunity to talk to a lot of new students and the parents. And 201, they're talking about how warm, how welcoming, how family-like the Murray State environment is. You know, all summer long and all through the recruitment process, we talk about that this truly is a family, and it's a very warm community, and the faculty and the staff want to help and support students. And there is no more visible way than that is achieved on that move-in day, that first impression when we can really make a stand. And our faculty and staff rise to that occasion and do that in very, very treasured and memorable ways.
And this is the first time that we've spoke since the beginning of the summer, the end of the spring semester, and there have been some leadership changes on campus. Let's first talk about the new interim provost, which is Dr. Tim Todd. He's taking over for Dr. Jay Morgan, who's leaving to go to the Council on Postsecondary Education for a while. But I'd like for you to talk a bit about your selection process and how you came to the decision.
Well, it's the process itself really was, over the past year, getting to know all the deans and various other individuals within the provost office and academic affairs. I've always been very impressed with all of our deans and leadership team. Tim Todd, has been an integral part of the strategic planning process. He has provided phenomenal leadership for the Barron Fine College of Business, very attuned to changes in higher education, a great strategic thinker, and really putting all those all together was kind of a natural choice to select him as the interim provost. The process beyond that was, and indeed I talked to quite a few of the deans and quite a few of other faculty and department chairs and other individuals that have leadership roles within the institution, bouncing the ideas off of them of a couple people I was thinking about. And the comments I received with regards to all the people that I was talking about were very positive, but Tim is that extra element right now with regards to the strategic planning process in specific. And also, looking back down too, with Jerry Muka being able to step up and become the interim dean, the experiences that he brings, leading the graduate program, being intimately involved in various curricular decisions, and again, leading the college. So again, it was really not only a discussion about Tim, but also what would happen and the domino effect. We will do a national search. We will use a search firm. A search firm, to me, brings an extra element of credibility to the process and a very strong layer of transparency in many fronts to assure that we get the right person. I know that we will have candidates, and I expect this from the university community, and that's a good thing. And I also think by using a search firm, it allows for them to have that process, that their candidacy can be properly vetted in a very confidential manner without feeling of any type of retribution or anything along those lines. My goal would be is to have applications in hand, so to speak, and narrow it down to a semi-finalist grouping in January, February, early February timeframe, have finalists on campus in the March timeframe, and have a selection so that the new full-time provost will start July 1.
Another big hire for the university is a newly created vice president position for marketing and outreach.
Correct.
And that is the hire, pending board approval, is Dr. Adrian King, who comes from Idaho State University.
Yes, Dr. King went through, a national process. We didn't use a search firm on this one, but we did have a national process. The pool was extremely deep. We had three phenomenal finalists, and so in the selection, the final selection, the key element right now for this institution at this time is someone that has very, very, very strong marketing background and can come in and develop an integrated marketing plan that can really help our university move forward on many fronts, including enrollment, including our reputation and standards for the rankings that we so hold dear to us, to put elements of developing plans to help us get more foundation dollars as we develop a capital campaign. All these different type of things come into a very critical moment for this institution. Dr. King's ability to do that at not only one institution but two institutions, come in, develop a marketing plan, develop a strategic analysis, and really involve, what impressed me too, is really involve the entire university in that process. It wasn't just the marketing office in their area coming up with those ideas. It was really involving the students, involving the faculty, all involving the staff, involving community members to get those key messages, those key points, and to move that forward in a very systemic way. Dr. King is a true professional. Looking forward to having her on board. She will be here for the board meeting. She'll give a brief report to the board. And then her first day on campus will be September the 7th.
And there's one other leadership change, and that is that we have a new dean of libraries as well.
Ashley Ireland, very, very excited to have her on. Dean Adam Murray did a wonderful job of really working with the library and having a transformational effect of it, of having not a library just be where books and journals are held and you go in there and thumb through the books and journals and leave, but really having it be a place where knowledge and information is shared and understanding how people gain that information and that knowledge and developing tools and aspects that will further that. Ashley really follows that same vein. And I think Ashley, with her temperament and her strategic mindset and her ability to work and plan, is really going to continue to move the library forward in that vein.
And then there also, for people just driving around the region, we'll see that a lot of things are happening to the physical plant. There are two buildings now out of the ground, the final phase of the West Science Complex and also a new residential college. If you could just kind of update us on where we are in the construction and if we're on schedule.
Well, right now, especially with the new engineering and physics building, it's very new in terms of its breaking ground. It's easy to say right now we're on schedule and under budget, and we are, and we watch that obviously very, very closely. That building will not be finished in time for fall semester next year. It'll be opening sometime in that November timeframe. We'll really be bringing classes and everything in that in for the spring semester of 2017. The residential hall is on schedule to be open for fall of 15 of next year. Part of it will be home to the Honors College students that choose and elect to live with the other Honors College. And again, that to me is a very exciting opportunity in development as well. That one, too, is on time and under budget. At least that's what the construction folks are talking to us about right now. And again, we're pretty excited about that. But before we leave that, we have one other construction project, too, the BVC down in Hopkinsville. That program and that project is going very, very well. And that truly is, not that the other ones aren't, but that one is on target, under budget at this particular time. And I've just traveled out there about 4 or 5 days ago, and that is really taking form. It's very, very exciting to see what's going on. We have nearly $100 million in construction activity at Murray State right now through the two on campus and then also the BVC down in Hopkinsville.
So with students coming back, with the construction of the new building on the west side of 16th Street, you will soon see more foot traffic going across that road. And this has been a consistent conversation, at least over the last 2 years, about what to do with 16th Street. People are really interested. There had been a plan to go over and under and over and underpass to have a bridge. But at a recent Board of Regents meeting, you seem to kind of divert away from that idea.
Well, the way I look at it, and the mayor, Mayor Rose, and I have talked about this, and this city, and I need to be very clear, this is a city road that goes through the property of Murray State. We've talked about what are some of the possibilities. The city did receive a $800,000 planning grant to determine what is the best venue and to begin a process of addressing the issue along 16th Street. We need to face some brutal facts with this. From my understanding, from a report that has been delivered to multiple audiences, there's nearly 7,000 cars that go up and down 16th Street during a normal day during the semester. At the same time, we have 11,000 to 12,000 pedestrians go back and forth. There's been estimates of between 70 and 80 vehicular and pedestrian incidents a year on 16th Street. I think we're very, very fortunate that none of those incidents have been catastrophic. When I look at the situation, and the mayor and I have talked about this, and he's got this planning group that's going to be going knee-deep into all the different elements of it, to me, first and foremost, is the safety of our students, faculty, and staff. We have to put that at the forefront. The second item that we need to take a very strong look at is what can be done immediately, what can be done long-term, and where are the steps in between. And then the third aspect of that is cost. The over-under concept, everything else, is not an inexpensive proposition. The last estimate I saw on that was in the neighborhood of $9 million. I also don't know if that is in the best interest for Murray State currently or in the future. It will take a very, very long time for that to be implemented, very costly. And would it solve the solution? Students were going to find ways to be creative and go where they need to go with the path of least resistance, so to speak. The other thing that concerns me about the over-under concept as well is, do we want to divide the campus? Even though it would be, quote-unquote, just one street with the walls and everything else, it would put a very different feel on our campus where you would have the kind of the sciences off on its own, connected by a bridge, and then the rest of the academic area. We currently have that with Chestnut Street, with the bridge going over. The apropos part of that, however, is that you have the student life area at one end, and then you cross the bridge, and then you're into the academic area. And to me, that makes it that draws a different distinction of that. I do understand that if we do close 16th Street, that it does put pressure on the surrounding streets. To me, that's what that $800,000 for, is to study that and to figure out what are some of those options and what are the cost ramifications of that as well. To me, I'm looking at the safety for our faculty, staff, and our students.
Do you have a timeline on when the study is?
The study is supposed to be done, according to an email I just received from the mayor. The goal is to have it done in November.
And the costs, I guess, will have to be worked out in the wash. It doesn't necessarily mean it will be wholly funded by the state or the city?
Well, if we do the over-under, that is a city street. That's a city project. That would be almost all done by the city. If we close it, there will be some cost, because then there will be transitioning the street, if you will, or annexing the street to Murray State. The estimates to close it down I've seen is in the neighborhood of $500,000. Mm-hmm. And for the safety of our students, faculty, and staff, to me, that's something that we can easily do.
Well, Dr. Davies, thanks so much for taking time to speak with us during the busy first week of move-in and classes.
Thank you very much for having me here. We are very much enjoying what we're doing here in West Kentucky and at Murray State. This is going to be a phenomenal, phenomenal academic year, and I look forward to working with all of our faculty, staff, students, and community members to ensure that Murray State continues on its excellent trajectory.